The 1960 U.S. presidential election is remembered as one of the most pivotal and fascinating moments in American political history. It featured a sharp contest between two contrasting political figures, John F. Kennedy, the youthful and charismatic senator from Massachusetts, and Richard Nixon, the experienced vice president under Dwight D. Eisenhower. This election marked a significant turning point in the nation's political landscape, as it not only represented a battle between two dominant political parties, but also reflected the changing tides of American society and the electorate's evolving expectations. 1960 was a landslide. At the heart of this election was the vibrant figure of John F. Kennedy, who at the age of 43 represented a new generation of leadership. His youth, energy, and eloquence resonated with a nation that was looking for a fresh approach to the challenges of the time. Kennedy's campaign was fueled by an optimistic vision for the future, one that sought to confront the challenges of the Cold War, address domestic inequality, and push for social change. In contrast, Richard Nixon, at 47, had the advantage of experience, having served as vice president for 8 years and gained significant national recognition through his role in the Republican Party. Nixon's approach was more traditional, emphasizing stability and a cautious approach to foreign policy and domestic issues. Nixon's deep knowledge of foreign affairs was seen as a key asset, especially as the nation grappled with the tensions of the Cold War and the rise of communism. The state of the nation in 1960 was one of both optimism and anxiety. The United States had emerged victorious from World War II as a global superpower, and the economy was strong, bolstered by the growth of the post-war middle class. However, the Cold War with the Soviet Union was in full swing, and tensions were rising, especially over issues like the spread of communism in Asia and the threat of nuclear war. At home, the civil rights movement was gaining momentum as African Americans began to demand an end to segregation and racial injustice. The space race was heating up, with the Soviet Union making strides in space exploration, and the U.S. government was under pressure to assert its technological and scientific dominance. Kennedy's campaign was particularly attuned to the anxieties and aspirations of the American people. He skillfully framed the election as a contest for the future, positioning himself as a leader capable of guiding the nation into a new era. His message appealed to the youth, the intellectuals, and those who sought bold action on the international stage and progressive reforms at home. Kennedy's focus on the new frontier promised greater government investment in science, education, and social welfare programs. His leadership on civil rights, though cautious in some ways, also resonated with a growing demand for change. Nixon, on the other hand, played to a more traditional electorate, emphasizing his foreign policy experience and his stance on containing communism. He presented himself as the steady hand in a time of global instability. While Nixon's experience was certainly an asset, his campaign lacked the energy and idealism that Kennedy's generated. Nixon's attempt to position himself as the candidate of law and order, while appealing to certain segments of the electorate, failed to fully galvanize a broad coalition of voters. His reputation, shaped in part by his role in the anti-communist crusade of the 1950s, did not resonate as well with younger voters and those advocating for social change. The election was conducted in the shadow of a rapidly changing electorate. The 1960s marked a significant shift in American politics, as younger voters and women began to exercise greater influence in elections. Television played a crucial role in shaping public perceptions of the candidates. The first ever televised presidential debates were a game changer, with Kennedy emerging as the clear winner in the eyes of many voters. Kennedy's calm and confident demeanor in front of the cameras stood in stark contrast to Nixon's more nervous and unpolished performance, which many viewers saw as less presidential. The visual dimension of the election allowed Kennedy to connect with the American public in a way that Nixon could not match. Kennedy's appeal to the electorate extended beyond television. His campaign emphasized themes of hope and renewal, with slogans like "A New Frontier" capturing the imagination of voters who were eager for a change from the Eisenhower administration's more cautious, status quo approach. The Democratic Party's emphasis on progressive policies, such as expanding social welfare programs, investing in education, and addressing civil rights, contrasted with the Republican Party's more conservative stance. The Democrats were able to present themselves as the party of innovation, youth, and social progress, which resonated strongly with the growing number of voters seeking to break from the traditional order. On the other hand, the Republican Party, under Nixon's leadership, struggled to present a compelling vision for the future. Nixon's focus on foreign policy, while important, did not offer the same broad appeal to voters looking for change at home. The Republican Party's message of law and order, while important to some voters, failed to capture the imagination of younger, more progressive voters who were demanding change in areas such as civil rights and social justice. The perception that the Democrats were the party of progress, especially in areas such as civil rights and social welfare, gave them a significant edge in the race. The 1960 election could be considered a landslide in several respects, although the margin of victory in the popular vote was relatively narrow. Kennedy won 49.7% of the vote to Nixon's 49.5%, a difference of just over 100,000 votes, one of the closest elections in U.S. history. However, Kennedy's victory in the Electoral College was decisive. He won 303 electoral votes to Nixon's 219, a clear margin that reflected his ability to win key swing states. The election also marked a shift in the regional dynamics of American politics. Kennedy's strong showing in urban areas, particularly in the North and West, demonstrated the growing power of the Democratic coalition in these regions, while Nixon's support in the South and rural areas showed that the Republican Party still had a solid base in these regions. The landslide, then, was not only a result of Kennedy's superior electoral performance, but also a reflection of broader trends in American society. The 1960 election demonstrated the growing influence of television and media in shaping political discourse, as well as the rising power of younger voters and progressive social movements. Kennedy's victory marked the beginning of a new era in American politics, one that would see the rise of civil rights activism, the expansion of social welfare programs, and a more assertive role for the United States on the world stage. The election was a victory for the Democratic Party's vision of change and progress, and it marked a moment when the nation's politics began to shift in new and profound ways.